morning sickness. Morning sickness.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Ooh. And anger. Ah! Definitely some disgust.
Gross.
And I think a little fear.
Ah! Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It is the morning sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. And off we go. On a glorious Thursday morning. In the seat of paradise on a glorious, perfect, absolutely perfect to get out there and do something first thing in the a.m. So getting to be close to my favorite time of year. This, and when fall starts to kind of happen, this is it, man. This is why we're here. Especially now because it's bright out at 5. Yeah. So you can start doing stuff in the morning without worrying about slinky weirdos popping out of bushes. Well, you always should worry about that, but at least they're not under the cover of darkness anymore.
Allergies are finally going to start going away. Thank
right.
God.
Hopefully. Well, yeah. Don't say that, because now something stupid will happen.
What'd you do?
Yeah, you just jinxed allergies. I don't know how you did that, but you did it. not good. This has been on my mind since this happened. My friend Jose, who you guys know well, I met him yesterday at a barn hanging out, and the table behind us, clearly as they walked in, and I didn't say anything to him right off the bat, but clearly as these two met and walked in, it was an internet hookup. It was an internet date.
The best to watch.
Oh, we got little to nothing accomplished, not because Jose wasn't trying, it's because I was completely gone. I'm just eyeballing this thing, completely distracted, looking over at guy who, when I saw them meet, I saw what they were thinking. What we need to do, and again, let me offer my services. Internet date referee, hire me to go in and tell you whether or not this is going to work just on. And you can keep going with the date if you want to, but let me witness you two first see each other and then tell you, all right, let's not waste any more time. Toledo's coffee dates were great, but if you had an internet ref, I would step up last night and say, dude, they shook hands. His face dropped immediately. Clearly, she's filtered all her pictures. This girl could look good on the internet, but in person might be 58. Okay?
I've seen that before.
It happens to a lot of girls.
Yes.
That they age spectacularly well on the internet. And then in person, what the hell did I just meet? Where's your daughter? Why did you send your mother to the date? That's what happened here. He, on the other hand, decided to wear Tevas, jeans and socks, and not really do much to, as far as hygiene or hair styling. So she saw him and was like, oh. And I'm dying.
Motivated.
It was absolutely. The first thing I thought.
Hair fresh out of the rack.
I want to go talk immediately, watch them meet, and then go, all right, let me sit down and chat with both of you before you guys have a chance to get to know each other. How we doing right off the, like the old Chuck Woolery. What did you think when you first saw him?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't comb his hair. I used to love that love connection when people would say that, like, he didn't comb his hair. What's with the sandals on a date, on a first impression? You don't wear Teva sandals, jeans, and socks on a date. And I told Jose about it while he's going. He turns around and he goes, the sandals. I'm like, that's the first thing I noticed. You know she's all over that. So, dude, they're talking. And all I wanted to say was, what did you think of her? She's a hell of a lot older than she looks online. That would have been number one. Then she would have had to have said, you know, I'd like seeing a guy give a little bit more effort. So I'm watching him talk the whole time. She's on the phone for a second. Hammering away. I mean, this is the most obvious. It's so much fun to watch this. Hammer away on the phone and not, I don't know, 6-7 minutes later, her friend walks by the bar and goes, "Hey, Melissa."
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, dude, get up and leave. Just leave. Go.
If that happens, the bathroom excuse and bounce.
And bounce. Yeah. Ghost her. She's gone.
But thank you for that performance to be able to watch.
Okay. But here's the other thing. She didn't leave. And she called a much hotter friend. Don't do that either. That's the girl mistake. Now, dude should have left, but hotter friend shows up and joins them.
Joined them, too?
Sat at the table to kind of like, hey, do you mind? Oh, no, I'm glad that you care. And it's like, no, go ahead. Hotter friend is there. They're chatting away. Tiva boy's sitting there. I wanted to interrupt this so badly. So there needs to be a blind date referee where I come in and I go, all right, here's what I saw. You didn't try. You have Tivas, and you are, this is, you're 2 out of 10 right now, and you got a huge hill to climb. You, lady, there's no, let me see your internet pictures. There's no way he's saying yes to you with this craggled crypt keeper thing you got going on. I guarantee you that you're wrinkle free on all of your posts that he saw, and dudes are dumb. We fall for that. And I would just let them know. And then they would be mad at me, and then they could bond over that. I can make every date better by coming up and insulting both of you on how you didn't do it right, and then walk away. Because they'd be like, who the hell does he think he is? I'm like, I'm not the one on the date. I would have tried a little harder than that. I'd have put a pair of shoes on.
Why were you eating lunch on the avenues? That's what I want to know.
It wasn't the avenues.
Wow, really?
He looked very avenues.
They escaped the avenues, huh?
She is fighting to get out of the avenues and has a chance. But what she needs to do is date age-appropriate, like face stuff. I could have assumed if the conversation was going on, so tell me about you. How long have you been off meth? That should have been a question he asked because her face has aged like 25 years. If she's in his age.
She was out in the sun that day.
If she's in his, that day, it was 190.
Makeup melted.
That day you're talking about almost hit boiling point. If she's in the same age group as him, she had a meth problem.
Did you yell, don't look, Marion?
Yeah, almost. Well, he'd have been better off with the post-Marion looking. Like, his eyes should have melted out of his head. He'd have been better. It was so fun to watch that. And I still, we spent a couple hours together talking about some stuff we were going to do. And I don't remember any of it. All I remember is Tiva Boy and the Crypt Keeper trying to make it work. And they got food and they went through it. But here's the thing that pissed me off about her calling her friend. She was almost done eating. It was almost over anyway. And acting like the friend just happened to find you at this weird little bar, which is not like a, people aren't just rolling. But you and her back was turned to the window. Hey, Melissa, I thought that was you. From what? The back of her old lady head?
She's my teacher.
Right.
Grandma!
Is this your granddaughter or something? Shut up, Tiva. And Tiva, you don't deserve
anyway,
the old lady.
Tiva got inside info and found a real picture or something. Like, I still got to go to this.
But no, he would have
stuck around.
I'll tell you this.
He would have ghosted.
The way Tiva dressed for that, Tiva looked like he should have had a pair of pajama pants on. His hair was just kind of... He looked a little bit like if Napoleon Dynamite just woke up. There was no, organization to his hair. He had a weird porn sort of 70s cop mustache, but it didn't go all the way down. And, he to his credit, he looked like he was holding conversation. But looking at the two of them, it looked like an aunt and a nephew who just, trying to make it work. And maybe he's asking her for a few bucks. And that's why they were having lunch. But he still, if it was a date, you look and you're like... She's out of his league, just based on his appearance. Yeah, because he wasn't trying. He looked.
Well, I have another couple to introduce you guys in the Brady Report.
Oh, another blind date thing. I want to be
no blind date. They're going with each other.
Okay,
they've been dating for 5 years, so.
And it works. It's a match.
Well, it did apparently.
It's a match, but they got a little trouble.
Okay, well, stay tuned for that later this morning. But if you need me. I need to be on call for these people, not your friend, not your hot blonde friend that rolls up with you and Tiva later to rescue you from a dinner that you're going to make him pay for because you already ate it. And that's on the dude. You got to pay for that. I understand that. But don't. And guys,
I wouldn't
know the signs.
Misrepresentation.
I'm saying something. I'm sitting there going, I know what just happened here.
What?
You were texting a second ago. And then 5 minutes later, you get recognized by a good friend. I'll go. I'll pay the bill. I'm out. If I can get your blonde friend a drink, it's better than looking at your old face anymore. And then just leave. I would insult you and I would leave because I know what's going on. Don't pull that garbage. Have a friend come in and rescue you. It was so poor. It was so clumsy. And at least tell the girl.
He had to have known.
Oh, or maybe he had to have known. Had to. It just doesn't happen. And if it does, it's like, oh my God, how are you? Oh, I don't want to interrupt. And you leave. You pull up a chair. You were asked to show up. And if the two dudes at the table next to you keep looking at your feet and you hear one of them go, ugh, the Tevas. You screwed up. The old lady's too good for you. And then you just put your credit card down, hope it goes through, and then tell Mummy Dust across from the table that you're done here, and your girlfriend can have a nice night. But she pounded down that food, so evidently his conversation wasn't that bad. But man, do I need to be part of these things.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
I get involved from a distance, and it's very funny. It would be a whole internet sensation to have blind date referee. Not after the fact, while it's going on. I walk up to you. All right, you guys just met. Thoughts. Be honest. And just tell me, you know, are these the pictures you thought? Does she look like you thought?
It was a little misleading. She looked like she was about 20 years younger than she actually is.
Did she tell you her age?
She said we were about the same age.
Those would be great spin-off commercials for, is it Progressive, where he's with the older folks, telling them things to do, like on the dating thing?
Like Dr. Rick.
Oh, that's too much.
We're calming her. The Tevas, really? Like, yeah, the ones that are in danger of becoming your parents. That lady was his parents. It did. It looked like a mom trying to tell her son, I'm not going to help you with your electric bills this month. This is on you. Tiva.
Just one more time. I mean, it's going well. I mean, the call center says that I'm going to be a manager someday.
Well, that's great, but I'm not paying you this month. You got to figure out how to scrap it out.
Mom, what the hell?
Bro,
you don't love me?
I didn't ask to get born.
You're 34 years old, Tiva.
This is bull, Mom. I can't make one bill, so you'd rather have me live without electricity than... Who's this lady?
Hi, Melissa.
Who is that? Is Mom having a date breaker?
Yeah, don't do that, ladies. Just have the guts to say it's not working out. Don't bring a friend in. That was awful. And then you made me side with Tiva. I'm looking at old lady thinking, she's better than him. And then that happens, and I'm like, Tiva, walk away. In those crappy, you know, Jesus sandals you decided to wear to date.
Fix your photos. Walk away.
Right.
Two things for you guys.
Well, you right now. Take a legitimate Polaroid and put it on the internet. You're making everybody sick with this thing. You over here. Try. That's it. Now separate. You're not good enough.
How old did Tiva look?
I would have guessed he's about 35, 33, 34, 30.
She was like 59.
And if I looked at her and had to guess, body was like 30. Head, face, looked like a dry turtle. She was probably about 51.
Ugh.
Yeah. She had those dry old lady lips. You know, that look like the lines are starting to go up towards her nose and down off her face. I don't know what they call that, but...
Is it crow's feet?
No, crow's feet are in your eyes. Yeah, no, I don't know what it is around her mouth. Just wrinkles.
It's mummy lips.
Yeah, she got mummy lips. We'll call it that, whether it's a thing or not. That's what it looks like. I call it beehole mouth because it looks like it's a beehole right above your chin. It was bad. So, folks, just be better to each other. There's nothing wrong with looking across the table. I would highly expect that if I had to blind date. Somebody meets me, I'm going to notice their face right away and go, oh, yeah, I know. It's disappointing. But I'd have told you that going in. Look, don't expect to be wowed visually. You got to get to know me. Hopefully you have, you know, bad vision. I can also help with that with Dr. Jay Schwartz. So, like, I'm going to constantly get you to the next level. I got to try to win you over with some charm and whatever. But if you showed up, even with my nose, if you showed up on a blind date with me, looking like you just went through a sandblaster compared to the picture jet, I'm saying something. I'm like, I don't know. You seem like a nice person, but I'll be honest with you. What the world says is wrong. Looks are pretty much everything. So, you know.
Yeah, let's be straight about
it. There's a reason why you put pictures on those match things. You have to. That's the reason why Match.com or whatever, Tinder, you only look at a picture and decide off of that whether you're going or not. You never go, wow, I don't care how he looks. Just give me a great personality. If you're saying that, you're probably ugly too.
But you can still get duped.
Oh, completely. Yeah. People are talking about like their dates where somebody showed up. I didn't think that was what was. Yeah. Somebody else shows up on a date and like you're meeting her pals on a first date. She called them. Think about it. If you're a guy and you're enjoying yourself and another one of your friends rolls up to the table and you're like, sit down. It's because you hate her, right? If Brett rolled up and I'm get out of here. You're wrecking everything. I'm going to use you as a joke. What are you doing? What are you trying to hone in here? Get out of here.
Well, read the room.
Yeah, and you'd start laughing like, it's good to see you, man. And you'd walk away.
Right.
But if I said pull up a chair, it's fully by design to make it so you feel like an outsider. And it's terrible. Terrible move, lady.
They're your two friends, Cindy. These are my parents. I wanted you to meet them.
Which is also a very funny move. I think that would be hilarious to just have two old actors at the bar you meet at and then just say, is this going well? Do you feel like we could take the next step?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I don't know. To progress this along?
What are you saying?
You know what? I'm not getting a good vibe. And then I just wave back, Mom, Dad, you can go. Not tonight. And then just have the two old people walk away. See, that's what I have to think of because of my nose. I have to think of like scenarios off of those things. Like, maybe have a wedding ring. I told Larry that once. He was going out with a girl and I said, take a wedding ring and just put it on the table. And I go, I believe this is yours. Like you're the first thing you say to her. I believe someone left this for you.
Careful, he'll take you up on that.
And he did. It was, and she thought it was funny. And then she got to know Larry and they never talked again. But it was an opening gesture that really was fun. Poor bastard. But anyway, if you're going on a first date, just know the signs. And if you need me to be there for a fee, just pay for my meal. I'll sit alone at a table, which I don't ever do, and I'll observe, and then I'll come over and tell you what I think just happened. I'll be your live in-person Chuck Woolery to come over to the table. Hire me. I'll be a date consultant. Hire me. Not that I'm great at it, but I'm good at observing. If Brett's on a date with somebody and he's like, I hired a guy. She doesn't know about it. What do you think? All right, first off, clearly the pictures don't match the old lady's head, right? Oh, my God, that's what I... All right, we're both on the same page. So we construct an exit plan, and we move forward. This is actually a really good thing. Ladies, I'll do it for you, too. Look, first thing I want to say.
What do you think of him?
The Tevas.
I know. That's what I saw.
We got to get out of here. But I don't know what you're thinking yet. This dude, think about what he's going to wear when he's comfortable with you. He's just going to strap a couple of Walmart bags on his feet and walk around the city. He's very West Side. We've got to get out of here.
Well, that's just it. It only goes down from there because you're always supposed to put your best foot forward.
Exactly.
Imagine what Tevas is going to be wearing 3 weeks, a month from
when
now.
He's sitting
a lot
on
of steel drums in your future.
He's pooping with the door open. This dude is not good.
I'm going to go to Chiba tonight.
So
I'm
going to get super faded in a couple hours and think of you while I tug it.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
And then I would construct emergency calls to get you out of things. I'd fake a seizure so you could come over and help me. We would have all sorts of plans. I can get you in. I can get you out. And plus, if you're like, this is working, then you move forward, right? You got that? And it's like, I'll take off. This one says, my friend does dating apps. One guy matched and they had everything in common. Then the photos. And his teeth were all snaggly and jacked up. No hiding. Full smile. Upshot of the teeth. Swipe if you dare. But he was very upfront about it, so I can appreciate that. That's the key. You got a picket fence for teeth? You got to show those in your profile, because the worst thing you can do is reveal that live and in person. That's got to be... That's like going to see Pearl Jam, and then they're like, singing for Pearl Jam tonight, Brett Vesley.
What?
Why? Well, you didn't know? Yeah, Eddie's not going to show up.
So you showing up, your advice would just be, it's too late, but just don't smile.
Oh, I wouldn't tell you. No. I would, first off, I would analyze your photos. I'm like, why are you hiding your teeth? Well, it's not exactly. So you're going to reveal those, and it's the ultimate disappointment. Same as I'd tell all those women are like, why do you have dog ears and a bunny nose in every photo, and you look like you've been slathered in some sort of like, I don't know, sunshine and mayonnaise. You can barely see it through the fog of the filter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't look like this. And he's going to, first thing he's going to see is, if the first thing you want to do is disappoint someone visually, keep filtering your pictures. If the first thing you want to do is make people go, oh, not what I expected, keep that up.
That is similar to those hoarding episodes where they don't realize they're hoarding. The person goes in there.
Yeah.
As far as the filtering, like they don't see it.
Well, I think they see it. I think they see what they think they're capable of. And they're not too far off. It only took a couple clicks on filters to get rid of my entire last 25 years of aging. I think that that's
what... I felt that way with the hoarding thing. Like, they see it.
See, I don't... I think hoarding people...
do something about it.
I think there's a mental disorder. I don't know that the comp is normal because there's...
I think there's a mental disorder with...
The filters? I think the mental disorder... Well, it depends on who you're talking about. But yeah. if you're filtering, what you're seeing is what you used to be. You're seeing what you see in the mirror.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The picture, people say that. The picture is probably at fault. People say, oh, that picture's bad. That's you. The filter makes it so it's what you think you look like. You know?
That's delusional.
It's delusional, but we all do it. You look in the mirror and you're like, okay, and you see what you want. A picture will tell you what other people see. The mirror tells you what you want. The picture tells you what other people see. And that's a fact. So people will look at pictures and go, that's not what I see. This is a bad picture. So they'll take the picture and fix it to their specifications, what they think. We're all delusional to a certain extent. Because when you blame a picture, picture got nothing out for you. Oh, that's just a bad picture. Uh-uh. That's just what you look like at that very moment.
Oh, it's those picture, the angles, too. Like, these chicks could take them at weird angles.
Right.
They drop 30 pounds. It's like, whoa.
I guess they're going.
You show up and Broadzilla's standing in front of you. I'm like, all right, I'm out.
They've got that thing from a cherry
just
picker.
The head.
Yeah.
Head
yeah.
And
exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Those are undateables. But I laugh at that because I think, you know, yeah, delusional stuff is that we all would filter if we could. I just don't care enough because I already know it's not. I know what I see. And I grew up on sports. I had coaches constantly say, film don't lie. Film don't lie. And that eventually starts getting to you with photographs. Like, that's what you look like. That's the picture is what other people see. And there's bad pictures and good pictures. But guess what? The bad picture is just you looking bad. It's not the camera's fault. It's not the photo's fault.
But there are sometimes, you know, it is interesting. Some photo better than others.
Oh, yeah.
They actually look better. Look great.
Yeah, they're the photogenic.
Photo, and then you meet them,
because they freeze. They're not moving. They look fine. They're never photogenic. People are very rarely ugly than pretty in a picture. They just look good in pictures. And most of the time, we're jealous of photogenic people because it's easy for them because they normally look pretty good. I get in pictures. I don't like taking them at all. I hate them. I tell people all the time, I do not want to be in a picture because then I look at myself and I'm like, that's what other people see. That film don't lie. That's a picture of me. That's not a picture that, you know, that where the camera's like, ah, ha, ha, got him. That's truth. Pictures are truth. Painful. That's why filters were invented. You don't want to look bad, do you? Why? This is frozen in time.
So am I frozen in time. Here's what I used to look like. Here's what I
20 years ago.
Yeah. That's why women put makeup. Makeup's just filters to try to get rid of those wrinkles and stuff, but... That's so if the flash hits them, it doesn't grab their wrinkles.
But you look at it the wrong way.
Who, me?
Yeah.
How?
Because I feel like I'm helping people in photos.
You do?
I make them look better.
If
I'm in a picture with them.
Oh, if you're standing in
it. Yeah.
No doubt about
yes.
it. Oh, if I'm
Thank
in a picture
you,
with you, I look the worst in the bunch. countless amount of times I've been in a photograph where I'm like, Jesus Christ, this would have been a good picture if it wasn't for Squidward right there.
You look fine.
And that's what I almost get mad when I hear that.
You look fine in that one.
Really? That's what I look like?
You think you look good.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I look good in this? I'm going to go kill myself. That's me looking good?
That's what I see. I don't think it's bad.
Oh, no.
Call Dr. J. Schwartz immediately, please.
Yeah. Somebody fix this. Clearly, there's something wrong with your eyes. Either way, filtering your picture is not so great because we all know what you're gonna show up and not be that. Oh, I could be the dating consultant like crazy. I would be a good Chuck Woolery. People hate that stuff. People hate realizing what it is. This guy says, what if butthole mouth makes it very clear right up front that she knows what her butthole mouth is for and she's going to use it on you? Do you still leave? No. Guaranteed BJ on the first date and you don't even have to know her? You take that. You never tell your friends about it.
She bought herself 15 extra minutes. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm curious.
It might buy you a phone call later, sup, you up? Yeah, you might get one of those texts in the middle of the night from that guy, but I'm going to text.
The cutest name for me.
On Friday at 2 in the morning when he's going home in the Waymo or the Uber, he might, I'm going to text Grandma. I'm going to get another one of those sloppy 1930s Beegers. You up?
Yeah, I'm up at 3 in the morning every day to have breakfast.
Of course you are. Because you're 100 years old. Of course you are. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Then I saw a thing last night in the news where a lady at Subway got knocked out, punched right in the nose because the guy wanted extra ham. And she was giving him 6 extra slices, which is evidently what you get with extra ham. And he wanted 12. And she goes, what, are you going to hit me over ham? And yeah, he came around the corner and just turned her lights out. And then she said, I'm 4'11". I was just doing my job. He's 6'400".
Of course he was with all that ham.
Right. Here's the thing about that. If you work at Subway and a 6'5" 400-pound man says, give me extra ham, and he starts to get a little upset, don't protect the Subway. It's now on you to go, yeah, give this guy some ham. You don't see angry 6'5", 400 around food and win. Ever.
I'm putting the whole ham hock right on his BMT. Here you go.
How much ham do you need? I'll put some in a bag so you can add later. He's getting all the ham.
Be a smarter sandwich artist.
That's exactly right. Let's not be a sandwich stickler. Right on your shirt, it says sandwich artist. That means you can play with the boundaries of the norms
of art.
If you're a good artist. 6'5", 400 pounds, you're 4'11", and you're like, I'm not doing anything for you. Food! Must have food! Just give him the ham. People are just dumb.
But I'll get fired.
Really? You think? The dude came around and punched you in the mouth. Was that worth it? Or would a few extra slices of ham, and then you just lie later about, inventory. Or you charge yourself up a sandwich, a ham sandwich, and it goes into the machines as 6 missing slices of ham that you just, and pay the $5 so you don't get knocked out. And I could solve the world's problem. Idiots. Idiots abound, I tell you.
Boss, is it okay if I give 6 extra pieces? No. Then you deal with the boss.
You deal with it.
He's
taking over. The new artist is coming over because I'm not standing here with an angry 6'5", 400 pound man at Subway who demands 6 more slices.
Give him the 6.
Give him the ham. Brady comes in and he's hangry. You think Tong at Viet Shack sits back and goes, no more egg roll for you, Brady.
Come on, Tong. I still got room in the old gullet.
You'll take a sauce hole somewhere else.
All right, Tong, we're going to scrap. You're going to lose. Because there's food behind you. And that's motivation for me.
Get to Brady egg roll before he trashes the place.
That's better, Tong. Keep it coming. Here's your sauce.
That is not money.
Yes, it is. It's currency in America. You wouldn't know.
I am from Michigan.
Yeah, don't fight the big guy who wants to absolutely just have a few slices of ham. 400-pound people get what they want at the Subway. That's it. Especially if you're tiny. And sandwich artists, what do you protect? Go over and work at Blimpie's. You get punched out at the Subway, and the guy's like, well, you should have even... Did you almost give him the hint? Like, if your boss is like, good work, get out of there. People need to know when to walk. Teachers, I've been telling you for years to walk away from this. Ran into another teacher the other day.
You're always telling people to quit. You know it's our passion.
Then shut up about the money.
Well, we got to get paid.
Well, then go get a job that pays. You have two choices. Why am I the bad guy?
Would you quit your job if it didn't pay?
You're right, I would. I'm not getting up at 4 in the morning for free. That's stupid.
Well, I guess you just live without passion.
No, I live with a good paycheck, and I really like what I do, so zip it, teacher. And then usually I know I've won that argument because almost all teachers that walk away going,
oh, you're just an asshole.
And that's the, we've discussed that.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you've won the argument. When someone just calls you an asshole and leaves, they got nothing else to say. And that feels good.
Oh, you're an asshole.
Yep. Do you need help with your bill tonight? Because you're a teacher, so I might.
Ah.
Were you red for Ed?
Yes.
Okay, you're welcome.
Don't do that.
Well, I paid your bill.
There's a teacher in Georgia that got into a little trouble. One of her students went up to the desk and she had a bottle of Mountain Dew. And the student grabbed it and took a sip of it. This is Mountain Dew.
She's drinking some alcohol.
Vodka.
Yeah.
And she said, she tells the principal, gets called down. Oh, mistake. I thought it was a bottle of water, but I had another bottle at home with vodka.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. What a moron. You go over and
pour
that out.
She took the wrong bottle.
What does the kid just grab it? First off, the kid was wrong. More than her.
Right.
You don't just grab somebody's Mountain Dew and start drinking it. Then you get knocked around. And if the kid starts screaming, that's vodka, you pour it out, you put water in it, you throw away the thing and go, I don't know, prove it. You little
she got
thief.
Buffed. Well,
she's a moron.
Yeah, and she was 3 times the legal limit at the time.
Okay, she was bomb. You know, so it was more about that. It was
yeah,
she was passed out and the kid was smelling the Mountain Dew.
You should see the mugshot. She's not explaining her way out of the paper bag.
No,
those
she's
eyes
done. No,
are
she's
just
done. Well, she showed up drunk. That's more than the kid just kind of sipping the vodka. Teacher was slurring. They had reason to suspect.
Man, I'd have to sip some vodka to look at that in class, too. Man. No Brittany Zamora there.
That's another thing on a date. If your date's like,
I'm just going to have an iced tea.
Do you not drink?
No, I just don't want to tonight.
That means that she's letting her inhibitions stay inside. She don't want to slip up and say the wrong thing to him and give you the wrong idea. She's keeping her wits about her. Remember the end of Braveheart when she tried to give him that numbing stuff? It dulls the senses. And he goes, dulls the wits. That means he didn't want it because he wanted to like make sure he made all the right decisions.
She could finally yell.
If your date's not drinking, she's dulling her. She doesn't want to dull her wit. She don't want to say the wrong thing and make you think to try to move on. And then later she's like,
you know what? Maybe I will have a drink.
You're winning. Because now she's like,
you know, I'm going to loosen this thing up a little bit. He might dive in.
Not Teva. Don't wear Tevas on date. Don't wear Tevas. Tevas and Crocs out with other people.
Somebody said that, too. Well, at least she wasn't wearing Crocs.
It's close.
They're in the same category.
You should have seen him.
Yeah.
Crocs would have been just the same. At least Crocs, could have like made him a prop. Tevas are like a choice. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one! And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now. 98 KUPD.